military supply.
Less than a week away, the anniversary of September 11th, 2001 comes up upon us. But yet it's not about the victims or the hole in that skyline still in New York that breaks my heart. It's about the burning of the Quran and the imam behind a controversial Islamic center near that very spot who decided to speak and break the silence. This is America Tonight. Hello, everybody. I'm Kate Delaney. We veer all over the place. If you jump on board with us, I'm telling you, you got to buckle up. Because we could go upside down or fly straight ahead. You just never know. The good thing is we rarely crash on this show thanks to the incredible job that Matt Johnson, our technical maestro, does. So you don't have to worry about that. Just have an opinion and throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. We give you the digits at the top because it's so easy to forget them. I'm one of those people that transposes them. So that's why I like to throw them out. 800-259-5791. Coming up in this hour of ATM, we're going to talk about what the imam said as far as the Islamic Center in New York City. Also, in our next segment, the mailbag, as it is slammed, I had to go through and clean the sucker out because so many of you reacted to the burning of the Quran that's supposed to happen in this teeny tiny church outside of the church in Gainesville, Florida, that has now captured the attention of everybody and anybody who has something to say about the Muslim nation or 9/11 or the Quran or pick a lane, any lane. There are thousands of them when it comes to this story. That's not the only thing we're going to talk about. We're also going to tell you about Hermine. Isn't that a great name for a storm? I found out the absolute, unequivocally correct pronunciation of the storm that's bringing rain over the state of Texas is Hermine. There's got to be a joke in this when it comes to females and the naming of tropical storms or hurricanes. So what's the damage been? Has there been any? Is it mostly wind and rain? Also, you know, we talked about the killer whale and the sad story in Orlando, Florida. This time a killer whale dying, not in Orlando, but at a different SeaWorld. I'll jump to that, too. And we've got the blunder of the week, or I'm going to, he is the guy who was the big blunder of the week, but I'm going to throw him in the dungeon. There's a big hint. I'm not going to tell you who, but it's such a layup. And it's so infuriating, honestly. All right, let's jump right in to the middle of this thing when we're talking about this church in Gainesville, Florida. Have you ever been to Gainesville, Florida? Gainesville, Florida is a college town slash, they call them townies that live there, like in other college towns. People who don't go to the school there, have nothing to really do with the school. They're just in the town. That pretty much describes it. I've been there a couple of different times. So there is this church. It's small, maybe 50 members in the congregation. We talked about it in a previous show, and of course, by now, most of you know the story. If you weren't listening to America Tonight, you know who the pastor is. You might have seen him somewhere else, or you certainly have heard of the story. So this controversial pastor is sending all kinds of messages about Islam and 9/11, but what stoked the national and international controversy, in a nutshell, is the announcement that he plans to burn Qurans on Saturday evening to commemorate September 11th, 2001. The pastor's name is Terry Jones. Here is a little snippet of some of the things he had to say earlier on a network show.
This message is not a message of peace. It's not a message of love. It's a message of warning. If the local mosque down the road was going to have a Bible burning event, you think anybody would show up? I mean, do you think really the Baptists or the Methodists or the Christian Church would stand up and storm the embassy? We have received over 100 death threats, some of them being very graphic, some of them stating exactly when they will come, how they will kill us, what they will do. We understand that those concerns are valid. We just have the question that we have is, if we don't do it, when do we stop backing down?
All right, so I think pretty much most of the centers around when do we back down to radical Islam? When do we tell them no more, no longer, we're not going to be pushed around, we're not going to bow to threats? Jones said that his church supports the war in Afghanistan, the military campaign, and also that this International Burn a Quran Day, that the church had planned that event as a way to honor the memory of the people who died in the attacks. So it was really two-pronged. Hey, these people died in the attacks. We're not going to forget. It's been 9 years, and we're going to show that we do not back down. We do not want to stand for radical Islam. We don't want to stand around and put our hands behind our backs and just deny what's happening. Also, the pastor insisted that his congregation, because he's been asked about this a couple of different times, well, is there anyone specifically you're remembering? Did you know anyone? And he's saying that, no, it's just overall the victims. It's not anyone specific. It's just pretty much overall. And he talked about Petraeus and the indictment of the Saturday event, and he pretty much slammed Petraeus to the ground. So the question is the same question we've been asking, fair or foul in a nutshell, America. Many of you have thrown in your two as far as sending me an email, and we're going to get to that in our next segment. And there are a lot of different ways to slice this up. I mean, is the idea that there are these threats that by burning the books, it'll cause significant problems for American troops overseas, and it's going to endanger them. And, that just shows you the insanity of the radical Islamist people who will use any threat of anything and take it to the death threat level. It's just death threat all the time. Whoop. You made a joke about the Prophet Muhammad. Off with your head. Ooh, we heard that a tiny, tiny church in Gainesville, Florida is burning the Quran. We're going to retaliate. But the sad part about this is, imagine if the retaliation truly is in the name of the Quran burning and there's something horrific that happens in Afghanistan or elsewhere. And I bet this pastor is putting himself a little bit in harm's way, because I truly believe that the sleeper cells, in fact, we know that the sleeper cells exist in this country, and all it takes is one or two nuts to string it together, and it would be very easy to find this church. And I have a feeling the pastor might be in for more than he can handle, because he's the one, and that congregation, they're probably in danger of maybe some retribution, the people at the Dove World Outreach Center in Gainesville. What do you think, America? Are you tired of talking about this, or do you want to throw down on it? 800-259-5791. We're checking the mail next.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm just going to throw this in before we continue more on the Quran, because we've been talking a lot about what's going to happen in the midterm elections. So I scoured a bunch of polls from newspapers all around the country or online, because some of them barely had a newspaper in print anymore. We know the death of the newspaper is way, the final bell is tolling for newspaper print anyway. It might be around for a little while longer, but a lot of the stuff, in other words, is online. So there's tons of polls in everyone's backyard where there are elections being held, which is every single state because of the House seats and then the 37 senatorial seats. So in my going through and crunching some of the numbers, I'll tell you, it's looking like maybe 35, maybe 40 seats could end up flipping and become Republican seats in the House. With the anger, with the polls, I don't know, though, because there is a reason for polls, and there's a reason why politicians put so much stock in them, because a lot of times they're pretty accurate based on what people are concerned about and all that other sort of stuff when you throw specific things in a poll. And I think there's no question that the economy, stupid, is really what's heavy on everyone's head because of struggles. Trying to make ends meet, worried about what's going to happen with health care premiums, how am I going to pay for it? You know, the American struggle of the middle class. And because of that, I think you're going to see, and I could be so wrong on this, because there's nowhere definite where I'm getting this out of the polls, but I think we're going to see a very high midterm turnout for voting. I think we're really going to see that, and usually you don't. With the presidential election, the numbers are always bigger, but it will prove that the anger, the frustration, the outrage, the disappointment, the whatever, throw out whatever adjective you want, because I think everyone has one, is definitely prevalent in the United States, because we're going to see some of the biggest numbers we've ever seen. And can you imagine if 40 seats in the House flipped? Ooh! I think it. I have fuzzy math, but in crunching the numbers, 35 to 40. Somewhere in there. I'm going to give myself a little margin of error. How's that? All right, one other quick thing before we jump to the pressure that's mounting on the pastor over the Quran burning and what you're saying here in America and other places, because remember, we have an international audience for America tonight, so we'll go to that quickly here. But before we do, the imam from the project in New York decided he was going to speak out, and he did an op-ed piece. He wrote in his newspaper editorial that the community center is going to include separate prayer spaces for, this is new, for Muslims, Christians, Jews, and men and women of other faiths, and so that the national debate over the center is just focusing on the mosque. But Faisal Abdul Rauf is saying that the attention surrounding the project reflects the degree that people care about American values that are being debated. Now, this was in the New York Times, and he went on to say that opponents say the mosque should be moved further away from where the Islamic extremists destroyed the WTC and killed 2,800 people, and supporters say religious freedom should be protected. And he talked about specifically that the focus for that center is really going to be on the outreach. Something that we didn't really hear so much before, only that there was a bridge. We're going to extend the bridge beyond. And I think at this point, from what I know, from what my sources are telling me, the project has to have money. George Soros is pumping money into it. And then there are some other big backers. The biggest backer is Bloomberg as far as verbally backing the center. But Soros is one of the financial backers, and there are others. And there are a few that are a little bit freaked out by all the attention. They don't like it. They thought it was going to be a positive thing, and so they're balking. If the money goes away, then the center is a moot point, because how are they going to build the center without raising the funds to do so? All right, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. This one's from Gordon. Gordon says, "Hi, Kate. Book burning is foolish, no matter what book it is." Yeah, I'm not real hip on the whole book burning thing either. "Deliberately burning the holy book with divinity guidance to 1.57 billion Muslims is," and he puts in big letters, "insanity and inexcusable. Kind regards, Gordon in Scotland." So Gordon says you shouldn't burn any books anyway. It doesn't make any sense. We move from Gordon in Scotland to Giovanni in Italy. We really do have a lot of people reacting to this. He says, "Hello, America tonight. My English not so good, but I do not believe it is the right way to go in setting the Qurans on fire. It could end up costing lots of lives. They are extremists after all." Ciao. Okay, so here's one from Joe in Austin. Hello, Kate. I have to say that this pastor sounds like he's a hillbilly. However, having said that, I still would protect his right to burn the Quran, even though I think it won't amount to a hill of beans, and it's ridiculous that you have Muslims protesting it in Afghanistan, in Pakistan. Don't they have better things to do? So, don't they have better things to do is where he finished. You think of being in the middle of a war zone and you think of what's happening in the country and you're in Kabul where you don't know if your head's going to get blown off from day to day. I mean, it's true. We know, we hear of the violence, right? What, every couple of weeks or something that happens. Sadly, lately, we've seen that. And then the outlying areas, nobody in those villages really knows because they're illiterate. They only know what they hear in the mosque. Only what's happening in the mosque. They don't have TVs. They don't know all this nonsense. They don't have computers. It's only whatever is pumped into their heads or whatever's discussed in the mosque is what they know of, and that's it, period. All right, this one is from Jane listening to us in Iowa. I have to say that I back the pastor, Kate, in Florida. I don't care if he's a bumpkin or he's brilliant. And maybe it is a masterstroke trying to get publicity for his little church. I believe that even if it's a half-baked idea, he has the right to do it. Just like I think they have the right to build the Islamic Center in New York. I agree with you. I think it's poor posturing to have that center go up a mere stone's throw away, as you say, from where the World Trade Centers went down. However, if they have the backing and the zoning, there's not a hell of a lot any of us can do. I think it'll be a big mistake, especially since there's other properties, but they do have the right to do it. Just like the kooky preacher has the right to get his 15 minutes of fame and burn the Qurans at his church, even though he didn't know anybody who was killed on 9/11. Yeah, he did say that, but that's not the issue for him, because how many people know people that were killed on 9/11? Plenty of people in New York and plenty of people, I guess, across the country had connections to people. I had a connection to a person who got out of the building, but I didn't know anyone that was killed in either the towers that went down or on the street or any of that. All right, the people have spoken. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. On the flip side, odds and ends.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
We're going to roll out the dungeon. And we're going to get you up to date on a little tiny sports shorts. I'll tell you one thing. Sam Querrey, the last American man, is out at the U.S. Open. We're talking tennis for a second here. Venus Williams moves on. Why should you care? It's American pride. It's our biggest tournament. Would you believe it? On our soil. It's in New York City. Almost 800,000 people go through the turnstiles at the U.S. Open, and yet we continue to have these smoking possibilities when it comes to the men who are rising through the ranks, but yet they can't seem to win the trophy. When was the last time an American man won the U.S. Open? There's a great trivia question for you. And speaking of shorts, just a quick sports shorts, quick reminder, Thursday, third hour, Nail the Score, three segments where we randomly pick the game of the week. You call in, it's like lottery numbers. You tell us who you think's going to win, what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, you win our prize packets fully loaded. In these rough economic times, you'll get to eat a bunch, get to go to some movies. You'll be real happy with the loot that you get. Plus, you have bragging rights because it's so rare to nail the score. Matt, in fact, you used to do the nail the score thing when you did the show on Thursdays. And you know this, only one person has ever nailed the score, and that person was a technical person.
Yep. When I went on vacation, I left the hands and the reins of the reins of the show in the hands of Andrew, and he nailed the score when I was gone. He didn't know anything about football, but he hit it right on the head.
But that's the thing. He didn't know anything about football. It's like I keep saying, it's randomly picking the numbers out of thin air. He did that, and sure enough, he did it. But he wasn't eligible to get any of the prizes. But he still has bragging rights, I guess, because he's the only one who's been able to do it. So that's happening on Thursday. Mark it down. Remember it. That's what we'll be doing in the third hour anyway. And, of course, before that, I'm sure we'll be talking about the latest in the political world and some of the other things that are gripping us across the nation and make us continue to bang our heads in just disbelief over some of the nonsense that's going on. When I say some of the nonsense, it's forwards, backwards, all over the place, including the stuff with the economy and the $50 billion and, creating jobs. There's another element to this of how we're going to pay for it, stretching it out, and how the loopholes are going to be closed in some of the corporations, which means they're going to chop off jobs. So you're going to end up in a zero-sum game where, yes, maybe some jobs will be created, but they'll be subtracted because other companies will take jobs away. Yeah, and that's the upshot of it, bottom line. Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how have you been?
Izzy, I'm starting early. Checking voter registration.
Good.
Okay, to the gentleman in Scotland, let me remind him. In 2003, the Muslims tried to take over a Catholic school in Glasgow. Again in 2000, in Edinburgh. But in Glasgow in 2006, the Muslims interrupted mass at a Catholic school. I mean, interrupted it because they did not want their children, which they choose to send their children to that school. It's a whole different educational system there. But they went in and totally disrupted the mass because they don't want their kids exposed to Catholic mass, which nobody forces in parochial schools. You are not forced to attend mass if you're not Catholic. I know that for a fact because that's where my own children went in this country.
Right.
So it's like it's not okay for us to demonstrate, but it's okay for them to demonstrate. I'm about fed up with this crap because that's what it is. So with this issue in you know what? I don't like to burn books either because I'm a bookaholic.
That's my angle. You're right.
I have 2,000 books. You need any books, Kate?
Woo! That is a lot.
I have to downsize, but nonetheless, I mean, I just appreciate books and I love to read. However, you know, our Bibles have been burned. Our flag has been burned. We don't need an excuse. The Muslims do not need an excuse to ever cause any terrorism. So anybody coming up with that lame answer, oh, this will create more problems. No, it won't. We already have those problems. I'm waiting to see if these people actually go through with it because you know what? This is going to be some bloodshed. Don't take on American rednecks. I remember a caller to your show or a letter you read from a woman talking about rednecks, a Muslim woman, and I'm like, how dare you? Well, you know what? Take us on because I think I'm going to become a good old redneck. In America, I'm so sick of this. This is the United States of America. New Haven, Connecticut. They will not allow Christian prayer, but now they are inviting imams to have prayer before the beginning of council meetings.
I know. I mentioned that the city council is doing that. They're starting with the prayers.
See, people wake up. There are not 1.5 billion Muslims worldwide. That is more propaganda, but they are determined to take over every country. And I'm sorry, I want it stopped. Separation of church and state, no Muslims, you don't get any huska just because you're Islam. Sorry, that's the way it happens. Either grow thick of skin or get the hell out.
All right, what a way to end this, Izzy. I like it. Thanks. We need some applause for her. If you either grow a thicker skin or get the hell out. She has a point. It's true. All right, here's the thing. Here's kind of the flip back to this whole deal. She's right. I think, and I said this, who knows if something's going to happen to the pastor or whatever's going to happen, but the bottom line is things are already happening. We know that. As I said before, there are already sleeper cells here. I guarantee it. I know it. We know it from people we've had on as guests, but beyond that, the source that I have at the Pentagon, the former FBI agent that I'm friendly with, who's told me time and time again and just shakes his head and says the people have no idea. And maybe it's a good thing they have no idea, because they wouldn't want to know the things that we found out. So here's one thing we know to be true. Thousands of Indonesian Muslims are rallying outside the embassy in Jakarta. They're denouncing the church's plan in Florida to burn copies of the Quran on September 11th. And what is happening in their protest is they've set American flags on fire. They're stamping on them. They're condemning the plan. The group organized similar rallies in five other cities across Indonesia, which is the world's largest Muslim nation, so you know that. And they had about 3,000 members of this hard-line Islamic group that marched over the weekend, and we've talked about this before, to the embassy in downtown Jakarta, waving all kinds of banners and protesting the plan and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, this center, by the way, made some noise last year because they were distributing T-shirts that said Islam is the devil, and they're going ahead with the protests. The pastor saying, you know, we're not backing down off of this. That's the way it is. We're not going to do it. All right, quickly, I'm going to get to a couple of other things, because believe it or not, there are other things making news, other things that will make you sick, too, to be honest. How about this one from Kabul, the center of hell, in my opinion? Iranian companies are paying militants in Afghanistan to kill American soldiers. Where does this information come from? It comes from a report in London's Sunday Times. Now, that report is saying that at least five companies in the capital are using their offices as channels to pay Taliban folks in provinces near Kabul. They were set up in the last 6 months or so to give cash for a network of Taliban treasurers to pay for the battlefield expenses and bonuses for inflicting as much damage as possible on American forces. So in Iran, the companies compete for contracts to supply materials, logistics, all that kind of stuff to Afghanistan for the reconstruction effort. The money comes in as aid from foreign donors, but it's a front, according to intelligence sources who ended up being some of the sources for the Times story that they broke. And this, I know this is not a shock to anyone listening. You're not surprised by this. Remember Iraq and the materials, the weapons that were being sent from Iran into the hands of people that wanted to do harm to the troops that were there. Well, this is the same form. This is the same thing in a different way. Iran's paying bonuses of $1,000. There's a bounty out. Iran is paying bonuses of $1,000 for killing an American soldier, $6,000 for destroying any one of the vehicles. So whether it's tank or something else, $6,000 they get for doing that. So now this is money. Now this is like the hunt. They're bounty hunting now. It's like scalping. Sorry to use a sensitive term, but that's what it is. And going after targeting soldiers that were already targeted anyway, between the IEDs and everything else and crawling around the villages with the snipers. But it just ups the ante, I think, a little bit more, because what is the one thing that will make people who have nothing do flip on you or take your life? Money. Money makes the difference. All right, coming up, we're going to go to the dungeon also, too. I have skipped over this, but we're going to do it. We're going to talk about the storm that was brewing all over Texas, Hermine. Love the name of that tropical storm. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Serving to use, that's what you go to them for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and see. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Odds and ends happening here in this country besides the Quran flap, and it has to do with the weather. I was just in San Antonio, got out of there in the nick of time. The tropical storm is called Hermine. Don't you love that? How do they come up with these hurricane names? Somebody told me earlier in the day that what if you could name the hurricane after some form of profanity? Wouldn't that be clever? Like he was thinking, you know, Hurricane Dam. So anyway, Hermine was pretty heavy stuff when it hit San Antonio on Tuesday. There were tornado warnings. There were power outages. There were flash flood warnings. Roads were closed. Lots of high water, electricity ripped off roofs off of some of the buildings. The electricity zapped. I mentioned that, the power outages. About 30,000 homes didn't have power in the Rio Grande Valley. Here's kind of a little bit of what it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the wind, you could hear that because obviously there was a microphone out there. Swirling winds about 65 miles an hour. They had to evacuate some people in a couple of the border towns. Brownsville, Texas got slammed, and I think 4,000 people or so were evacuated. They canceled some classes, and it was some nasty stuff. There was even a fishing boat that hit a jetty near South Padre Island, but then it looks like it's pretty much petering out as far as going anywhere else in the country. So there was Hurricane Alex and now the tropical storm Hermine. What's next? It is, after all, hurricane season. We move from that to the dungeon, and I'll tell you, this was such a layup for me to throw this guy in the dungeon. I just don't get it. You have USC, the USC Trojans, one of the biggest alumni associations in the United States. So in other words, if you're trying to get a job when you get out of school, your kids are going to school, and if you're listening to me in California, that is one place to send them, if for no other reason than the fact that they'll have great connections when they leave, because there's so many big booster groups and alumni associations, all that kind of stuff. And that's probably part of the problem. It was anyway for Reggie Bush. He comes off of a season where he wins the Super Bowl with New Orleans Saints, but Bush took money, cars, houses, anything that you can imagine. He took the loot knowing, come on, you couldn't take it. He did, so they wipe away the NCAA, the 2004-2005 season, and 2005 season is when Bush won the Heisman Trophy. So, you know, he loses, and then there are reports that that's not happening, but I have sources that say, no, that's completely true. So he doesn't lose anything. Of course he doesn't. None of the money has to be given back, none of that stuff, nothing. So Reggie Bush pretty much, I think, ruins it for the other people that were on those teams, because you think of the loot, like I said, that he accepted. And the NCAA cited USC specifically for lack of institutional control is what they're calling it. And they gave the Trojans 4 years probation, a 2-year bowl ban, and a reduction in football scholarships. This happened before we knew this was happening, right? So the idea that Reggie Bush skates away and gets slammed with nothing is ridiculous. Now, Chris Fowler from ESPN is saying that they've had informal conversations about what to do about the Heisman, but they haven't made any decision. They haven't rescinded it. I heard the opposite. So Bush becomes the first player in the 75-year history of the Heisman Trophy to have the award taken away. And, you know, when they say that USC didn't have control, how can they control the players? How much can you control the players? Hold their hands when they go to bed at night? I mean, you know, the decisions are who do they have around them, the people around them. But I think it's disgraceful, the whole Reggie Bush thing. And to me, he's not contrite enough. He wasn't contrite enough when this whole thing happened. So I'm going to say, sorry, Reggie, we're going to have to throw you in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Here's what I love, because he's done with school, so, oh well, so sorry. He's with the Saints, and they're not going to comment. People are trying to find comments from him. Nobody's commenting on it. What I like is that I remember clearly watching this. Texas coach Mack Brown said that the Longhorns quarterback Vince Young, who was second in the 2005 Heisman voting, should be given the award if Bush is stripped, that he should get it because he led the Longhorns past the Trojans to the championship that year. after Bush was awarded the Heisman in an incredible landslide. I mean, look, Bush got gifts from two sports marketers. They were hoping to sign him. He got hotel stays, a rent-free house. His family lived there. He got a limousine, a new suit. I mean, all kinds of crap. Like, he didn't know that this was the wrong thing to do, so he deserves some time in the dungeon. Matt, what do you think? I mean, I have lots of thoughts about the end. I have lots of thoughts, let's put it about this way, about the NCAA. But I have even bigger thoughts about Reggie Bush trying to kind of distance himself from this.
It's not surprising, and I don't know. In my opinion, it's the schools and the NCAA as a whole make so much money off of these kids, and the kids don't see a dime out of it, that it's, I don't know. I have trouble not feeling a little sympathetic to the kids who, I mean, they've got their hands open because a lot of them don't have a ton of money to begin with, and if guys are just willing to pay them tons of money to do what they're already doing, I can understand it.
But, and, ooh!
You know, I can understand.
I disagree with you there, except for that, except for the part where you say about the NCAA, I think they're scoundrels, absolutely. They're making tons of money, and they don't care. They're bigger, badder than ever. That's why they don't want a playoff system in college football. And the same thing with the coaches, make a bloody fortune. They even get paid from Nike or Adidas or whoever. You're absolutely right in that sense. This is why I think, because I think Bush was wrong because he knew he was going to screw his team or if they got caught. But I think what should happen then, to make it all even, you're absolutely right. If these kids come from nothing, then they should pay them.
That's exactly what I was getting to, is that in the long run, it's a deeper issue of the athletes themselves not getting their due. Their coaches, they drop and leave schools at the drop of a hat to sign a bigger contract somewhere else when the kids are already locked into to their scholarship. They can't just go ahead and leave. When Pete Carroll left, the people from USC didn't get a chance to just go ahead and leave. They're stuck there unless they want to sit out a year, and that's a year of playing time. And then you look at the playoffs. There's no playoffs in college football, basically because the schools will not make as much money from all their sponsorships, and it's not to help the athlete, it's hurting the athlete. Everything done in college sports, it's not necessarily done to enhance the athlete.
Oh, no. Except for then the other argument on the other side of that will be, well, they get a scholarship, but you know what? I'm sorry, boo-hoo. Yes, they get a scholarship, and there's kids that would give their eye teeth for the scholarship, but they specifically set up programs, classes, majors, so that they can get through easier. But they kill them in these grueling two-a-days, and they're making massive, massive money off of their backs. And it's not just the football players. It's other sports as well. All right, congratulations to Venus Williams. Thank goodness, because finally an American gets through to the U.S. Open semifinals, and she's it. She's the only one left. The men are out of it. Ooh, that hurts.
Oh, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.